a good day. Have you checked out, Michael? You got Roberta?
I'm there.
There's Roberta. Want to check? Speaking of checking things out, what do you got? You got a donut in your mouth? Sounds like you got a donut in your mouth.
I'm eating a piece of the baguette left over from last night.
The baguette?
Baguette.
Sound like baguette the beguine?
Exactly.
What is that? Yeah, good. Roberta's going to have her Queen of Cheap report in just a matter of moments. Roberta, Kenny, Richie, and Doug here. Jennifer will be back a week from Monday on the Good Day program, and we certainly have missed her. You're not around next week. We always miss you when you're not here.
Especially I know.
When you're licking your
too.
Chops. Yeah, I know.
I'm missing me too when I'm not here.
So the Navy Yard shooter, gun control, the feds trying to put this all together, news media erroneous reports trying to figure that out. It's just become the standard. You can pretty much discount about 50% of what you hear in news stories about events like this. The problem is you don't know which 50 which 50%.
This is true.
To discount. Roberta is a former UPI reporter. That's how she got started.
Yep.
As before she worked for Stern and Imus and those characters. So you have a way of getting you drilling down into the story. You cut your teeth on this stuff, and you look around at some of these people that are miserable excuses for reporters these days. It's all about flash and splash and show, and maybe once in a while we'll get it right.
See, I was trained at CBS. I mean, I was part of a very elite group of
era.
Students. Yes,
yes right,
trained
yeah.
by trained by Walter Walter K. Was it Walter K. Smith? No, Walter Cronkite, Howard K. Smith.
Howard K. Smith, Smith.
Yeah,
yes.
Howard K. Smith and Walter Cronkite.
Right.
That's who trained us. And you're right. It's a lot of it is more splash and, you know, headlines trying to grab your attention.
Right.
But you know, the media is very different now. I mean, back then, what did you have in the 70s and 80s? Listen to us. Back then, we sound like we're ancient.
What do you mean? What did we have for sources?
What do we have for sources?
We had Associated Press. We had the UPI.
But, I mean, that was for the professional world. But what did the public have? The public
newspapers.
Had, you know, CBS, NBC, ABC.
They did, but
they had a newspaper.
Yeah.
So, you know, your attention wasn't as divided as it is today. I mean, your attention is all over the place. There's 100 different things at the same time pulling at you. So if you don't do that splash, that's what they feel at least. If you don't have that splash, that headline, you grab them in. You know, 3,000 potentially dead. You know, and we're really, you know, nobody dies. It's a different world.
All right, so here's
tactics.
Here's how it works. Today, the tropical storm named Manuel is moving away from where it has in Acapulco.
You have to say it right, Manuel.
Manuel. Manuel is muscling up in a manner of speaking. It's going to strengthen probably into a hurricane and will take aim at Mexico's northwestern coast.
Okay.
Mexico has been beaten to a bloody pulp. Drug trade way down because the weather's so bad.
Yay!
Yeah. That's one of the side benefits of having a hurricane blow through your country.
If they would just legalize marijuana federally and just let them grow it in Northern California and do away with a lot of these drug lords, it would solve everything. Let them grow it.
Have a lot of problems.
Let them tax it.
Yep. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. That is Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So what sort of picture are you getting of people's ideas about the issues today, Kenny?
Lots of people upset on both sides about Starbucks and their announcement from their CEO that they would rather you leave your guns at home or outside or somewhere else when you go to get your latte. Will
bring
says
in and use the $7 lattes as target practice.
Will says Starbucks will now be added to the blacklist of shame.
Yeah.
Shame on Starbucks for deciding that a company can play judge in deciding what constitutional rights its customers have.
Right. All right. And what was it? There was a line from one of the late night shows. Was it Jay Leno who was talking about Starbucks and $7? Versus Dunkin' Donuts. Michael, play that. Will you find the Jay Leno cut from last night? And let's see if we can get people to focus.
I think it was Conan. I got it.
Was it Conan? All right, play that then.
The CEO of Starbucks
is asking customers to stop bringing guns into the coffee chain stores. Yeah. He said, it's our job to rob you guys. That's true. $9 for a cup of coffee. It's true, though. Starbucks announced they don't want customers bringing guns into their stores. Yeah. Meanwhile, Dunkin' Donuts said there is nothing you can bring in here that's more dangerous than what we serve.
That's good. That's
a pretty good line, right? Exactly. Speaking of things that are good, our video of the day today is a video of Jesse the dog. Jesse loves to sing along when somebody plays an accordion. I would suggest that if you want a smile on your face rapidly, that you check out the video of the day. We'll have the audio of it later on here on the Good Day program. All right, so trending on Good Day at DougStefan.com, beside the Starbucks story, there are continuing stories about the families of the victims of the shootout at the Navy Yard. You might want to check that out. I find it, I'm happy that we're able to turn things away from what the normal coverage of this sort of thing is, frankly. The story from Brooklyn today, Roberta.
Brooklyn.
A restaurant there has initiated a ban on conversation.
Huh?
Silent meals.
Oh, I like that idea.
Restaurant noise is the most common complaint people have, at least in my experience. Mm-hmm. When you go into a diner, I love diners, but it can be pretty noisy. So, this restaurant, it's called Eat in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Nice.
Eat
serves local organic fare, had its first silent dinner.
$40
four-course meal.
Eat.
Eat. No talking. This was an idea that had been brewing for a long time, said the manager of the restaurant. In my early 20s, I visited a monastery that served a silent breakfast each morning. Purpose was to teach people to focus on the taste, the texture, the nutritional value of the food. When you do so, the entire eating experience improves. Can you imagine going into a McDonald's and focusing on the taste, texture, and the nutritional value of the food there?
The dollar menu.
Well, it's an experiment. The restaurant's been around since 2003, so it's made it over there. The restaurant business, as you know, Roberta, coming from a family of restaurateurs, very treacherous business.
Oh, only one out of ten survive a year in New York.
It's really very, very difficult. So anyway, this outfit's been there for 10 years, so they've gotten themselves over the hump. That's a pretty interesting idea, novel, I would say. Restaurants are getting louder than ever. That's my experience. Megan and I went to have dinner last night at a local restaurant called the Wildwood.
Oh.
And we both had fish, and it was a good thing. She's been here for a week, and she's got actually 10 days to go home today. But we wanted to sort of talk about the things that we love to talk about, the two of us. And that's what's going on in our lives. I'm most interested in what's going on with her. It's pretty... and pretty interesting as she developed. We were talking about what she was like as a teenager last night, and she was telling me that I got off easy as things progress with teenagers. She was sort of a normal teenager, but she didn't sort of go down some of the streets that some kids, and I am thankful for that. But I think that's because she had good parenting, actually, and I don't say that about me necessarily. Her mother and I were both pretty on it. So anyway, she was happy to tell me that she was much better than most of her friends. That was the suggestion anyway. So this whole business of restaurants and talking in restaurants and music in restaurants, I'm with this guy. When I go to a restaurant, I want to be able to have a quiet conversation. I don't want to listen to the people behind me. And I want to be able to have my dinner and get out. And so, is that a bad thing? I mean, everybody's different. So, you have restaurants that make a lot of noise. Going to a bar, I was in a bar in a hotel in Boston last week. I mean, walking through it, I don't go to bars much anyway. I mean, I don't go to them at all. I just happen to be there not because I went to the bar, but because I was sort of walking through to go to a meeting, and it was 8-something at night, and walking through, it just, I wondered how anybody could have, they're at the bar yelling at each other.
Oh, dear.
Yelling at each other, standing around these tall tables, yelling at each other.
Think alcohol was involved?
Maybe. Mm. All right, 16 after the hour, Roberta is going to give us the chin of
Queen. The chin of Queen.
If you
like that, the Chena Queep.
Yeah, if you like Long John Silver's, you're going to love the ARG report.
ARG.
All right, stand by for that information coming up here on Good Day.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
fire. Wow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
By the way, that Brooklyn restaurant story is a primary position at DougStephan.com. Stories for today from today's show. All right, so, Roberta, you have some good deals as usual for us. What do we have?
Argoy, matey. Today is Talk like a pirate day.
Can you drop that?
You go into Long John Silver's, you say, ahoy, matey, arg, and they'll give you a free...
They'll throw you out.
They'll give you a free piece of their classic whitefish. Uh-huh. So all you got to do is talk like a pirate, arg, arg, at Long John Silver's. Gap, an incredible deal going on today, 35% off their regular prices, plus free shipping if you spend at least $50. And we have the special coupon code for you at DougStephan.com. Now, here's the deal. I love photo books because everything is digital nowadays, so you really don't want to order prints because I'm packing. I have 3 crates of prints. This is a photo book. You make up photo books. Well, if you buy one at Snapfish, they're going to give you 2 free. It's a great way to remember a family vacation, great holiday, Christmas gifts. So buy one, get one free photo books at Snapfish. And Halloween. Yes, Halloween is coming. It was like 6-7 weeks away, Halloween. If you're throwing a party, you need some Halloween recipe ideas, you can get a free Halloween food e-cookbook from Amazon.com. And you'll find all of these wonderful ideas on how to save money, how to get things for free, and also how to just live better on less. You'll find all of them at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com. Lots of evergreen stuff on there, too, like what to buy at a thrift store and what not to buy at a thrift store. Just take a look at it, DougStephan.com, the Queen of Cheap section.
All right. While you're at the Doug Stephan website, there's so much material that we put up there for you as a public service and the different stories every day. The pretty interesting story from a New York City artist who has a demonstration of what celebrities would look like as normal people. This is using the power of Photoshop and the skill of an artist. His name is Danny Evans, Roberta. And so you ought to see what some of the famous celebrities would look like if they didn't have the career path that they might have.
This gave me such hope.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's kind of cool.
It's very uplifting.
28 after. 21 after, sorry.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Factor last night. Some of the samplings from the tryouts. Here is a sister duo showing some of the lows. Greg, let's help a little bit. This is an obvious song. Alright. Let's hear what Simon had to say about this duo.
Look, to be honest with you girls, it was like a competition as to who could sing the worst. And you both win. I mean, honest to God, I think this is one of the worst groups we've ever had on this show.
Boo!
I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Boo! Boo! All right, here's a contestant on The X Factor last night. Has a penchant for rap artists.
What music do you want to play? Who do you look up to?
I look up to Biggie Smalls, Tupac Shakur, Method Man.
What are you going to sing for us today?
Leanne Rimes, How Do I Live Without You?
He's a rapper.
None of this is making sense to me.
No,
none of it.
I don't get
none
it.
None of it fits.
All right, so here is this guy with his odd song choice.
How do I get through a night without you? If I had to
sounds like they're trying, right?
Without you, life without me. Oh,
this is painful.
It really is.
Oh my goodness, these people hear themselves?
How do they even get, I mean, it has to be put up. They have to be doing some of these just so they'll stand out as bad versus some that are good.
And they let them continue? They don't gong show them?
Gong them. All right, so here's Simon with a sampling, actually, of some of his best takedowns of the week.
Simon has returned to the judges' table full of his usual insight for our next batch of hopefuls.
In the still of the night.
I mean, look, you taking on that song is like a mouse trying to be an O. You look like a cake. You look like a singing tortoise. I think you'd be a very good group if none of you were in it.
No. I like that.
Okay. So there we go. Michael, play cut 1912, which is a contestant who missed out last year, coming back for another go.
Yeah.
than the other one, frankly. So that's the X Factor from last night, some of the tryouts. In the next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, one of the most famous faces in the history of television. This lady has been on the air on All My Children for, Kenny, how long? You're the television expert.
Ever.
Forever, it would
seem. Yeah, I'd go with that, forever.
Susan Lucci is supposed to be joining us in the next half hour of Good Day. Again, an underscore, if you want to see this artist, I think this is, I'm looking at these while we're having these other conversations, I'm taken back by how great these retouched photos of celebrities are. This guy has, we've posted them, celebrities, what they would look like as normal people. It's a really interesting video. It's not a video, but a visualization. And you can find it out from today's show at DougSteffen.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Let's take a look at rating the intelligence of your pet through their play. You know, as cats develop, they become more curious about the world around them. With that curiosity comes the need to paw and swat at their surroundings. Sometimes these actions can be aggressive, but most often it's simply a sign of exploring, learning, or play display. The more a cat uses her paws as an extension of the body, in the same way as humans use their hands, the more intelligent the cat may be. Although all this pawing and touching can certainly be frustrating for the owner of a cat who likes to investigate everything with her feet, take heart. You could be owner of a budding cat genius. That's why you hear me say over and over again, it's really, really important to keep our cats mentally stimulated. One scratching post is not enough. You've heard me talk about paper bags and cardboard boxes. Cats also have scent glands on the bottom of their feet, so they walk around looking for places to mark, and they'll mark it with their feet. So give them plenty of opportunities to scratch, plenty of opportunities to play, and you can have your furniture without all those scratch marks on it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Stephen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden. He's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. And Roberta Fasanelli to help us with the New York point of view, such as it is. The Harvest Moon. People last night.
It was gorgeous.
I was driving back from an appointment I had in Worcester last night, and it was really amazing. Look up in the sky and see this thing, and it's supposed to be bigger and even brighter next month, or 28 days from now. See, I've never really looked at the September moon as the harvest moon, and that's only because psychologically it's much better if the growing season continues for those of us who are farmers, because for the most part, if you have a frost, it stops everything. It stops the grass from growing. It stops the corn from growing. It just stops everything. And because of all the wet weather this year, we all need in the Northeast to have a break. And if we can get through this harvest moon when the sky is as openly bright as it has been the last 3 or 4 nights, and the temperatures get down to near 40 degrees, sometimes that is a precursor for having a frost, which snaps. I call it a snap because that's what it does. It snaps all of the growing. And within 2 to 3 weeks, most everything has this wilt as sun gets on it, especially if it gets warmer as it is here. Our average temperature this week has been near 80 degrees, pretty much the same as you've had, Richie, in Washington. New York's been about the same. Mm-hmm. Our temperatures, I monitor 3 or 4 different places on one of my computers as to weather. I obviously look at Southern California because of my connection there. So between Southern California, the Midwest, and here where I am on the East Coast, the temperatures haven't varied more than a degree or two from any location all week long. They've all been near in the upper 70s and low 80s, bumping 81. For example, it's going to be 81 today in Santa Monica down the beach. It'll be a lot warmer than that on the other side of the hill. But here, 79 is the high predicted. Your predicted high is 84, Richie, where you are. Midwestern high is 83, I see in Tiffin. So we have a uniformity. The only place still sort of in question is the is that I-25 corridor on the east side of the Rocky Mountains. Even though the rain has stopped there, it's still very apparently very humid, as you can imagine. So anyway, the harvest moon. Roberta had an interesting take on the harvest moon and the traditions that go with it, Roberta, as we get into the autumnal equinox this weekend. You had a report that focused on the 2 weeks before and the 2 weeks after the equinox. And by the way, this has implications for those of you who are into astrology. This week, I don't know if you noticed it or not, has been one of the craziest weeks energetically. I'm talking about nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this, by the way, goes back to, even though some of you will say, oh, what's he talking about? The gunman in D.C., those sorts of things. If you go back historically, I'm willing to guarantee that if you had an astrologer go back to when all these shoot 'em ups happen, it's pretty much always on or just before a new moon. I'm sorry, a full moon. Almost always. You can go back and look at these incidents. It's because people, for what you can agree or disagree, I don't care. I know from personal experience that people get crazier. The influence of the moon and the planets around a full moon is extraordinary. And this year,
I just did a quick web search called Mass Shooting Astrology. That's all I did, is just typed it in the mm-hmm. Google search box. And in the wake of an astrology configuration called a Grand Cross, which happened over the course of this past weekend here in the USA, we saw yet another mass public shooting. There are so many different things to say about this from an astrology point of view, and so many obvious things to say otherwise. There were a lot of results. People are obviously... I see a full page of results.
Yep.
Having to do with astrology and shootings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So this is a Caesar.
I believe it's all a bunch of malarkey, but I mean,
well, I know you do.
It's fun to read.
Well, because your perspective on things is narrow, and
that's right.
You won't let in different ideas.
Correct.
So therefore, you suffer the consequences.
That's me.
Of being considered narrow-minded.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
Shame on you, Rich.
Sorry.
What's the matter with you? All right. So anyway, you want to take a glimpse at the harvest moon, Roberta?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and.
Well, I saw it last night.
Yeah, and?
It was pretty intense. And you know what's interesting? There's been a lot of psychic activity or paranormal activity going
yes.
on, too, in New York.
Yep.
Really, more so than usual.
There's a song that Neil Young has about the harvest moon. There's also the old, remember the, it was the Marcells, Kenny? Bop, 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 dang, 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 blue moon.
Yes.
Blue, blue moon. Do, 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 blue moon. La, da, 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 da. You could save everybody from this, Richie, if you had the song there and actually were to play a little bit of it, then it would just sort of calm my juices down and everything would be.
Why don't you just tell us the story that you're trying to sell us?
Well, no, I'm drawing the conclusion, but I have to draw you a picture. The conclusion about the gunman and what happened in Washington and some other really strange things. Look at the headlines this week. Tell me the world isn't full of crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
The world is full of crazy people all the time.
But nah, it's worse during times like this. Or no, maybe not worse, but it's accentuated more. It's like a new tab on your Facebook page or something. Just put in there kooky, crazy stuff.
Even the Washington Examiner is covering the astrological effect and the shooting.
Right.
Oh, no, this is back on the Colorado shooter.
Yeah. Well, but I'm telling you, that's why I said what I did about sort of putting them all together. If you go back and look at the dates when these things took place, they're always around some astrological event. You started to say something.
No, I'm sure that you look at the course of history, and humans have always related events to the moons and the oceans, and where they are. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, there is some effect, and people do believe that, we go through cycles.
People believe that.
Yes.
What about you? People want to know what you believe.
I believe there's some crazy people. When I used to run the streets, there were some crazy people out on the full moon nights. So, yeah.
You absolutely. Ran the streets?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Back in my younger,
hyper-funner
days.
Okay, from the business world, Boeing has introduced its new version of the Dreamliner, the 787. Took its first flight yesterday. Excuse me, the one that has been in the skies for the past 7 years and been commercially available the last 4 or 5 years, I think maybe 4 years, first one flew commercially for a couple of Japanese airlines. We all know there were problems, electrical problems. They had to ground them for a month or so this year. Back in the sky they are. They seem to have fixed the problem. There's too much technology. That's really the problem. There's too much technology. Everybody's trying to outdo everybody else with how automatic they can make a plane. Hello, you put two people in the cockpit, let them fly the plane. Stop with all of the gizmos and gadgets. We want to know that the two guys up front can actually fly the plane. Anyway, I noticed that Lufthansa has put in a big order for planes, and they sort of split it now, and that seems to be the tradition with many of the airlines. Boeing's going to make 34 777s, and Airbus is going to make 25 of the A350s, about the same. They're both moderately the same in terms of capacity. The 777 has replaced the 747 as the preference, especially when they were able to stretch it, and that's what they've done here. For those of you who wonder, all of the popular models of all of these planes are stretchable. The 757, they stretched to make it usable, I think, about 40 more passengers. 767 was stretched. The 777 now has been stretched. The 787 has been stretched so they can put in more. But you wonder what that does to the integrity of the fuselage and all of the things that hold the plane together. Let's just stretch it out. Get more people in it. But anyway, it's good for American business. You know that Boeing is the biggest exporter that we have in our country.
Did you see that EADS is going to take on the
Airbus?
Airbus,
yeah.
Brand all across in Washington, D.C. here on the local news stations.
Yeah.
All of our commercials have to do with the military-industrial complex. And,
right.
And the commercial is aimed at 12 people who actually make the decisions around in their cars.
Yeah, yeah, right.
In their limos, you know.
Yeah.
And so one of the commercials I heard yesterday is that EADS is changing their name, which is a big military contractor and owns Airbus, to Airbus. So they'll be known all the way around as Airbus. And I thought that was just fascinating.
The EADS is the European Alliance for something or other that has to do with flying and planes. They're a military contractor.
Right,
right.
So they're the European equivalent of Boeing.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
yeah. That's exactly what they are. And they build a crap plane.
But they build a lot of military stuff. I mean,
yeah,
a ton of military.
Well, they're always trying to get into the market. Remember the big deal when the airport John McCain stopped them. They were going to the Department of Defense is going to give a contract to Airbus to build 40 planes as tankers. Because the old tankers haven't been replaced for like 45 years. And everybody said, wait a minute, what happened to Boeing? Well, Airbus underbid them. And McCain, rightfully so in this circumstance, said, no, what are you talking about? We got to have an American company build planes for our military and the Department of Defense. So, but they were more expensive. It's 16 before the hour. In 60 seconds, we will meet Susan Lucci here on Good Day.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snack. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Now, 14 before the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program finds actually something on. Susan Lucci is sort of like me in a manner of speaking. We don't talk about how long we've been on the air because then people will think we're old. We're veterans, Susan, right? Isn't that how? We're veterans. We're veteran performers. And that sounds much better, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, an accomplished, Doug.
Yes.
Being so accomplished.
The difference, Susan, is he looks old. You still look very young.
No, I don't look old, and she doesn't either. She looks good. We all look good. Okay.
Good.
So I was speculating earlier when I started talking about you being here as to how long you've been on All My Children.
Well, all my children, I was on from 1970. I started playing Erica in 1970. And we went off the air on ABC. It'll be 2 years ago this month. In fact, it's just about this week.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I thought there was some attempt to bring that back again. Was that not right?
No, no. It has been broadcasting during this course of this past year. It's been on Hulu. And I believe this summer they were broadcasting additionally on OWN, on the OWN network. Going forward, they're going to go back into production on Hulu.
Do you sometimes get taken back a little by all of the choices that there are now? When you look around, when you started in television in the era that you did, you and I are contemporaries, by the way. So you started doing your stuff about the same time I started doing radio. And when you look at the reality today of how much product there is out there, is your mind boggled by what people have as far as choices are concerned?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's fantastic, the number of choices. That's all good for us as audience members, you know. And I will tell you, when you have a success on your hands, like Devious Maids on Lifetime now, given all the choices that people have, the fact that so many millions are choosing to watch us on Sunday night, that makes it extra sweet.
Well, that was what I was going to get to. Devious Minds is the show that Susan is in. No, Maids.
Devious Maids.
I like Devious Minds, actually.
I was thinking that's a very
Maids.
Good title.
Yeah, all right.
It's kind of similar.
One way or the other. Anyway, so you play Genevieve.
Yeah.
We have a guy named Pierre here who works on the program. Pierre, could you take a shot at the Genevieve?
Oh, Genevieve, you're so... I love to watch your show because it is such the sexy woman.
Oh, Pierre, Genevieve needs a good man in her life.
I am happy to be there for you.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to meet you tonight.
All right. So you play a wealthy divorcee
and
socialite. Mm-hmm. How does that tap into you? Do you have to act to play that role, or are you? Is that? I mean, I know you're not. I don't think you're
from Hollywood and all.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm from New York, and I'm calling you from New York. New York is my home, and I grew up in New York.
So you're a socialite like Roberta is.
No, it's so funny. I know that that's a description, but who she is, I mean, I don't play those things. Who she is someone who's very romantic and somewhat vulnerable. She's somebody who, as Mark described her to me when I auditioned for the part, that Genevieve is someone who her whole life has attracted one wealthy, powerful man after the next, and she had six husbands. None of those marriages have worked out. And right now,
like
she's feeling like she's lost her mojo because she does not have such a man in her life, and she's feeling like maybe she's not attracting a man anymore like that, and so she is seducing the pool boy, the landscaper, the gardener, whoever comes around.
So this is like stuff, you're used to all of this. You've been playing these kind of roles for most of your career, right?
Well, there are some similarities with Erica that, you know, they've both been married a number of times, although Genevieve not as many as Erica, but the thing without the man in Genevieve's life is that she's, you know, feeling like she's not attractive anymore and is driving her a little bit crazy, so she has huge mood swings, and she has been known to self-medicate from time to time.
She sounds like fun.
She's really fun to play.
All right, so Devious Maids season finale airing Sunday the 22nd at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central Time, on Lifetime. Lifetime has a lot of this sort of thing on it. Women love to watch these sorts of stories.
They're very empowering for women watching, but I have to say so many men are watching Devious Maids, too. They started out just watching with their wife, and now they're all hooked.
Really?
I will tell you something.
There's lots of hot
women
on the show.
There are. It's true. And this Sunday, Lifetime is actually going to have a marathon of Devious Maids from 10 a.m. in the morning till 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, cool, so we can get caught up.
You can get caught up. The other great thing is you could DVR the whole season because this is our finale. And we'll be back for season two, but so many people are addicted now. There's something called the Devious Army, who's on every performance every 10 o'clock Sunday night, tweeting with us.
Susan Lucci here on Good Day. Thank you.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time in the Thursday program for us to meet and greet Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host with Leslie Segretti. By the way, I meant to talk to you. I saw a promotional bit on one of the advertising agency's websites that had your picture in front of mine.
No way.
Yes.
How'd that happen?
I don't know, but I'm about to divorce that. How dare they do that? Anyway, so Tom is here. He does a great job. It's a great program. And one of the things about our sort of how-to-heaven attitude is that Tom has the ability, because of his experience in all sorts of areas when it comes to home building, remodeling, practical sides of taking care of your home, got a lot of great experience. And that's why people listen, because he has credibility. So, in a moment, we're going to get to a few of your letters, questions of Tom, what to do and how to do it, up next here on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America. On Tuesday, September 17th, experts in education, technology, and finance gathered at the annual New York Times Schools for Tomorrow conference. Participants discussed how to close the widening gap that exists between access to technology and comprehension and understanding of the information. A key theme was the need for better financial education. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly 4 in 5 U.S. adults feel it is difficult to learn about personal finance. 1 in 3 say their lack of financial knowledge has led them to poor financial decisions. Aditya Bassin, Bank of America, said, "Few would disagree that America needs better money habits. Mobile and online resources make financial education almost ubiquitous, but also add to the complexity. We see an opportunity to simplify financial education and empower America's youth so they can make better informed financial decisions." To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
I'm Doug Steffen. He's Tom Kreitler. Our focus is your home. Emily.
What a man. Right. Man.
Her floors are all faded from the sun. Now, I have, as you know, in my house, it's a home that's modeled after an inn, and I have very wide 14, 16-inch hard pine flooring right. And lots and lots of rugs.
Yes.
So during the course of this last spring, the other person who was habitating this domicile at the time thought it would be a great idea to show these floors because they're so beautiful. So she picked up all the rugs,
well, especially
and
when they've been covered with carpet for all those years, which makes great drop cloths, you know.
Right. Well, the other side of it is that I was amazed at how much fading had gone on.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Emily's talking about, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and she wants to refinish them, and she's kind of wondering whether she can do the project herself. And, you know, if you're willing, hardwood floor refinishing is not difficult to do as long as you don't have to deep sand the floors. You know, when professional
carpenters come out... What a mess that makes of the house, my God.
Well, they use the big belt sanders, the 12-inch wide belts. Now, those are very hard pieces of equipment to use. If you don't do it every day, you're going to ruin your floors. But
plus the fact that you'll never get the dust out of your house.
Yeah, well, it's not terrible with the dust because it is self-contained. But here's the trick of the trade, Doug. Do you know that you could rent a floor buffer with something called a sanding screen? Instead of the buffing pads under the floor buffers, there's a screen. It kind of looks like window screen material, except it's abrasive. Mm-hmm. And by using the floor buffer with the sanding screen, you will be scraping off just the upper layer of that finish of the floor. And so if your floor is faded or your floor is lightly scratched, as long as there's no deep gouges or that kind of destruction, you can use the floor buffer with the sanding screen, scrape off the top layer, you know, a little bit of handwork along the edges, along the corners, and then refinish it yourself.
Really?
Yeah, it works great.
Like fun. All right, so there you go, Emily. That's Tom's advice to you. Brenda up next. She and her husband are thinking about buying an automatic generator. How do I know what size we need? This is a very practical approach. This woman's in Rhode Island. I have them for both my farms, but I have commercial industrial-sized ones. You don't really need that, but she's got a good question. How do you know?
Well, there's two types of automatic generator. There's a standby generator, and then there's a whole house generator. Now, a whole house generator is just that. It's designed to cover everything in your house, from, you know, the air conditioning systems to the refrigeration. You know, everything that you could imagine is covered by whole house. Or you can go standby, and standby is a little more strategic in the sense that you only select critical circuits. So that could be heating, but maybe not cooling, because cooling is not critical for most people. And that's going to be less expensive. To size it, you use what's called a sizing calculator. Now, if you go to the website for just about every major generator manufacturer, I know that KohlerGenerators.com, for example, has this. There's a calculator where you basically enter in every appliance in the house that you want to power, and it will calculate for you how many kilowatts you need to size that generator for. Simple as that.
All right. You can find a connection, I'm sure, if you'll pardon the pun, to all this sort of information at the Money Pit website, and you can dial them anytime with questions. 888-MONEY-PIT. Tom Kreitler is Mr. Moneybags from the Money Pit.
The American Veteran Center.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.